AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5. It's the podcast.
I was pretty chuffed. Peter Beattie called in, the head of the Commonwealth Games, to share the news with you guys. I've had to wait for ages to tell you this, and I'm going to be your baton bearer for the
Commonwealth. Very exciting. Cool.
But Faith Holden's. I mean, I think a Holden should be able to carry the baton because we were talking about that.
Yeah, Holden closed down on Friday. Well, they closed down on Friday. Craig Lowndes gave his favourite Holdens. We asked your favourite Holden as well. Also renovating. People seem to be renovating more these days than actually moving. And there are some good stories about people renovating.
We've got one of the greats on the phone, Peter and Bridge.
Certainly has. He's been racing for Holden for the last few years. He's won Bathurst. He's done it all. One of the oldest statesmen on the V8 track or the supercar track. We're talking about Craig Lowndes.
Yeah, he's on the phone here now.
Lowndesy, what is it? What's it like this weekend? The GC 600. We know it's a tight track, but if there's a little bit of rain around, it's going to be mayhem.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's no doubt that it's challenging even in the dry. So if the forecast is to have a bit of rain over the weekend, it's going to make it definitely entertaining for not only the fans, but for us to drive around and to keep it off the walls. That's going to be the major one.
Craig, you're still a pin-up boy. The women love you.
Yeah.
Take it. The women love you. But you're talking about next year. How many years do you think you have left? I'm not saying that you're... too old, but you're on the mature end of the business now.
What year are you going to kick out Russell Ingle from the commentary box?
Well, I suppose if why Russell keeps coming back and making cameo appearance, he must be, I reckon, around about 80 now. So I reckon I've got a few more years left. I've got two more years. Actually, it's a good thing. Like, it's a mystery. One of the mysteries of supercars is no one actually knows Russell's age. So if you guys can find out, that would be amazing. But I've got two more years contracts to the team. So next year and the year after, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's great news. And, look, it's a sad week this week with the closure of Holden in and around Australia. What was your favourite Holden? What is your favourite Holden?
I actually enjoy the older cars, the older style, I suppose. And, I did my mechanical degree with my father, and I remember working on all sorts of the Taranas to the XU1 Taranas to the... then into the VL Commodores. My brother had a VL 308 Commodore, and for me it was I enjoy the older cars. Growing up watching Brock and all those guys run around the Monaros and everything else, I still love it, and it's great to see some of those old cars still well maintained and driving around the streets.
Yeah, Craig Lowndes right there, the good old Holden, she's gone.
Thanks, Lowndesy. Yeah, Friday they close up. Yeah, sad day on Friday. They pump out the last Holden in Australia, and such an iconic brand, been around for decades, and we all grew up. Mum and Dad had the Holdens. We enjoy the Holdens. Yeah, the Holden or four, whichever side of the fence you sit on. But we are asking on 13, 27, 10. What are your favourite Holdens, Bridge? What was yours?
What was yours?
Mine was. I love the Taranas, the XU1 or the SLR 5000s. But for me, I like the bigger cars. I think the Holden Statesman. When you sit in the back of a Holden Statesman, it was like a big lounge chair.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, loved it.
Do you remember the Taranas used to have the bit that you could camp at the back? You'd pop up the hatchback and you could attach the camping stuff on it. No, mine had to be what my parents used to say to me growing up. Beware of the man in the Sandman panel van. Don't ever get in a van, was the warning. I love Sandmans. The HZ.
Yeah.
They are the best.
Gary at Arundel, your favourite Holden, mate. Hit us up.
I had a HG Holden. Had a twin system exhaust on it, mag wheels, chrome plated grease nipples. It was a brilliant car. I loved that car.
Gary, I'm with you all the way. I had an EH.
Really? Yep.
An EH. Was
three
my,
on the tree?
EH was my first car.
Three on the tree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, three on the tree.
Tree. Yep. Way to go.
They say now, Gary, if you kept those cars, that they would be now, it's basically your superannuation. It's your it's your money for the rest of your life if you hold on to them.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
But who held on to them? That's a big question. Thanks, Gaz.
Annabelle, Benora Point, your favourite Holden.
FJ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love the FJ.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Oh, fantastic. My dad had one, and I have a fob watch with the 1948 FJ Holden on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, granddad's got the 56 FJ.
Does he?
Yeah, down in New Zealand. We sent it down there, and he did it up. It's awesome.
Here we go. We got Pete and Currumbin. Your favourite Holden, Pete?
No, anyone that's been passed by Ford.
No, you didn't
they're
ever...
all good. They're all good in second place, mate.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Go the cat.
There you go. The big Ford lover. Okay, thanks. Anthony in Labrador, what's your favourite Holden?
Oh, I used to have a SC Spider, and when I was at Rosebud, I used to go to Dramana Pictures, and the front seat, you could fold it right back and use it as a bed. It was unbelievable.
Now, you didn't sneak a couple of your family members in the boot, did you, so you didn't have to pay?
Oh, God, hey, that was unreal. We used to do that. Plus, with the Sandman panel van, we used to get underneath mattresses.
Oh. Underneath the mattress. That's a good trick.
And have people on top.
Thanks, Anthony.
Oh, no worries, guys.
You know, Andrew Bell was on Gold Coast News last night, and he was saying instead of moving houses, a lot of people are realising it's a tough market out there. They're in a good location, so why not renovate? And we've got Andrew Bell here ready to rock and roll.
Mm. See, people say, well, I'll just stay here, put another story on.
People are happy with where they're living and how things are going, and they're spending some money and some time on their own little castle.
There we go. And well, Andrew Bell is, he's with, oh, I can't remember, the real estate agency.
Ray White.
There we go. Ray White.
And the thing about it is, too, by the time you, sell and all the cost involved in that, you find another house, you got to find a better location or something you like and your stamp duty, you are better off, you know, sometimes renovating your own house. And, you know, we're doing renovations at the moment. I do the garden, I do the outside, Sheree does the inside. It works perfect. She puts her two bob in about the outside. I can't mention the inside. And we learned that's probably the best way.
You, and I've seen how savage and fast you are in that garden. But it's taken you years.
Yeah, it's taken me a couple of years.
Years.
But I don't overdo it. I just set myself a little goal of doing 10 or 15 little wheelbarrows a day, doing a little bit and working through it. But a lot of people sit there and they start it and then they just never finish it.
I know when I moved into my place, I was like, oh, gonna. Nothing's done.
Can I pose a question to you too? Because this is quite serious. I'm about to do both bathrooms. No, don't start.
What's happening? Sorry. I thought you meant you had to go to the toilet.
No, I'm about to redo both my bathroom, like the ensuite in my apartment and Amelia, my daughter's bathroom. So,
right.
And to prepare it for the tiling, I was going to pull it all apart with a mate of mine, but the design lady, very good friend of mine, Anthea Lavender, who has her own business. I can thoroughly recommend her to anyone listening who wants a design, but she's really freaking about the fact that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the pull down with a mate.
So would I.
Oh, no, I think you're able to prep it. The hardest thing is getting the experts in to finish it off.
Darling, you had chipboard as a counter for your kitchen for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
And the hardest thing is, too, a lot of people reno their house, you know, when they're about to sell it. They go, we're going to sell our house. So they fix it all up and then they go, gee, it looks good. You should do it while you're in it.
Exactly right. And ladies particularly, we want to know, you know, are you living in a half-renovated house? Did your partner go, that's all right, love?
I can do that.
I can do it myself. You got a half-working kitchen, half-working bathroom. How many years is the bathroom going to take?
No. It's all being professionally done.
20, 30.
Stop it.
All right, now we're talking about renovating, and it seems to be the go now on the Gold Coast. Instead of moving, a lot of people are renovating. They're in a great area. They're just doing up their houses for the long haul. We do want to know if you've got a half-finished house and how long you have been renovating for. Because they say following the R word is often the D word, divorce, because renovating with couples can be full-on.
There's no way knowing myself and Sheree, my wife, we could do the block. It'd be a nightmare.
Oh,
it'd be colourful. It'd have to be on after 10:30 at night because it'd be some colourful moments.
You two would be the villains. You know, they've always got the villains. You two would be.
It'd be a nightmare. We're just trying to do our own house. But I've got a mate who's renovated. He's been doing it for about 3 years, but he decided to take his kitchen out, and he lives in Melbourne, but he took his kitchen out in summer and he hasn't replaced it. So the only place they've got a kitchen is now in the garage, which they've got to walk outside to.
Oh,
so in the middle of winter, three young kids have to walk outside into a garage just to eat their breakfast.
Oh, the poor things.
They don't even pick up the spoons. They go, this is ridiculous. It's so cold.
Poor things. We've got Helen here from Buds Beach. Helen, how long have you been renovating for?
I'm renovating or trying to for the last 7 years as a single mum.
Oh, no.
As a single mother, I do work 6 days a week and I work in construction. Just to try and find a tradie mate to help is a bit hard because I work so hard. And yeah.
What have you been trying to renovate? You know, for 7 years, and it is tough even if you've got a partner, but by yourself, what are you trying to renovate?
The whole house. The whole house. I need a retaining wall, the bathroom, the spare toilet. Just stopped flushing the other day for some reason. The daughter's toilet. I'll fix that this afternoon when I get home. Lots of stuff. It's just, I've got ceiling. I put ceiling fans in a few years ago, but I haven't finished the ceiling to patch it all up and repaint. It's just never ending.
What annoys you more? Is that stuff's half done because you can't get back to it? Like a half kitchen, half lounge room?
Yes. I've got probably four cupboards on and the rest aren't, so you can see straight under my sink. Look glamorous.
That'd annoy Spider.
Yeah, well, Granddad did tell me, he said, start one project and finish it.
Yes,
I totally agree.
But good on you. Round of applause for your single mum doing this on your own. Good
and
for
I'm
you.
I'm a good retaining wall builder. It's not legal, but I'm good at it.
Oh, I'll have you over. I can cook a good barbie.
Hey.
Oh, we might have a job here.
All right, guys, so I've got a surprise for you next.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, and hopefully you'd be proud, because you guys are like my big brothers, and I hope you're proud.
Okay.
But I was going to tell you, but Camille, our producer, has organised someone a lot more important than me to tell you. All right, I'm not pregnant. I'm not getting married.
Okay, you're not married. You're not getting pregnant. Who is he?
No, I'm not leaving the show. I'm not.
Lisa Wilkinson.
Yeah, I'm going to work with Karl Stefanovic. No.
Really?
No, we have someone on the phone here. I want you guys to say good morning and see if you can figure out who it is.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's Peter Beattie calling, chairman of Goldlock. How are you guys?
Hello, Peter.
Peter Beattie, yes, good.
I've got Peter, can I just say, I
watch you on a regular basis on the on Sky News.
You know what I've always thought of you? You've had really good judgment, and your television viewing is a 10 out of 10. I got some big news, guys.
Yes.
I got some big news. Bridget, I want to congratulate you on becoming a Gold Coast 2018 Baton Bearer. Well done.
Brilliant. Oh, that's right. You got Gazza.
No, I got nominated. By Russ and Stu.
Russ and Stu.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Two wonderful people nominated you. And you know why? Because you did such a good job with your fundraising for Stand Up. That's getting awareness about domestic violence, and what you've done down at Currumbin is just 10 out of 10. You are a wonderful human being, Bridget, so congratulations.
That is brilliant. So when does the baton start in Australia?
It arrives here on Christmas Eve, and then it goes around Australia for 100 days, and it finally arrives on the Gold Coast on the 4th of April next year. And you know what? Bridget's going to be carrying that baton.
Oh, wow. Magnificent. Wait a minute, mate, Pete. How far?
I know.
I can't discuss that. That's a matter. We've got to work that through with Bridget. That's not a matter I can discuss publicly.
Okay.
It's so cute. I love the fact I had to give you my size and get a little uniform, but I've got a very bad gait on me when I run, Peter. Does that matter? And I get a bit emotional. I could cry the whole run.
No, as long as you don't bring a fence with it, the gate's okay.
Peter, that's fantastic news to deliver on Gold 92.5. Bridge, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's massive news.
I didn't think, you know, in amongst absolute great, amazing people, I had half a show. So, Peter, thank you for telling the guys. That was a lovely surprise. I appreciate it.
I'm always happy to do it, and we can't do enough to fight against domestic violence, Bridget, so well done.
Good on you, Peter.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.